Hey, welcome back. Here to wrap up KER Politics. I was going to wrap it up with Stephen Leeb, but in light of some of the news that's out right now in the political centers, I'm going to wrap it up with my friend Jim McKinney. Fox News, this is very, very interesting. Dozens of House Democrats want Biden to give up sole authority to launch nuclear weapons. That is a change that, quite frankly, terrifies me. I'm going to give Jim the mic here in just a second. That was coupled with another story. Dan Bongino says, my Secret Service sources tell me how bad Biden's condition is right now. What I think is interesting is Hannity asked him the following question. You're a former Secret Service agent. Are you saying that if we were to bring on Secret Service agents, they would confirm what you are saying? Bongino's response is, well, they call it the Secret Service for a reason, but I maintain a lot of contacts outside of even law enforcement. And I'm telling you from what I've heard from people in my network, everyone knows how bad it is. Now, we can't confirm that. That's just something that Fox was willing to run in conjunction with the story on the Democrats who want Biden to give up their sole authority to reach to launch nuclear weapons. I believe that story in particular is credible. We discussed it at our book club yesterday. A number of guys read it, and they asked me what my input on that was. Having said that, Jimmy, what's this all about?
Well, what it's showing is actually a very disturbing foreign policy and national security issue that actually is probably, in my view, one of the most important considerations that we've had probably in my lifetime. Uh-huh. So the U.S. policy for nuclear control has been deterrence for over 60 years. The idea is that we would respond rapidly and quickly and could potentially act if an adversary would use nuclear weapons. It kept the lid on nuclear action. In fact, we've seen no nuclear explosions or detonations or attacks in that period, since the Second World War. The foundation of that is direct command and control authority at the presidential level with the commander in chief. We elect a president on the assumption that they would be able to make that decision rationally, wisely. It's one of the most critical elements of any decision a president would ever make. It potentially means the end of humanity if not done well. Now, the question becomes, is Biden, Joe Biden, capable of making that decision? And what we see is a letter from Democrats, not the opposing party making accusations, but from 31 Democrats, written, started by Jimmy Panetta from Carmel and Ted Lieu from California, as well as 29 other Democrats that are asking Joe Biden to share decision-making authority over the nuclear launch codes with the Vice President Kamala Harris, with the Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, and then require a declaration of war from Congress before using nuclear weapons. That would completely undermine deterrent policy that has kept stability in the nuclear world against Russia, with the largest nuclear weapons arsenal on the planet, with China and a growing nuclear arsenal capability, with North Korea, a radical rogue regime with nuclear weapons, and potentially with Iran, again, a theocracy that is bent on destabilizing the region through terrorist actions and potentially devastating, the region. This is the biggest concern. Is Joe Biden capable of making these decisions as president? And it's a serious, serious question people need to ask.
Yeah, I just want to jump in for a second and bring one thing up. It strikes me that if Joe Biden were all together, for lack of better terms, he would really strongly consider what his legacy is going to be. If he becomes the first president to approve of something like this, I would have to say that his legacy is not very good. And I would also say that it would only be proven beyond a shadow of a doubt if, in fact, at some point in the next, I would say, 8 years, if he were asked to step down.
I don't think
he's going to look like a fool.
Well, And I actually am concerned. My biggest concern is whether or not he's making any of these decisions. And of course, you know, who is behind the scenes that are pulling the strings with his chief of staff and the other people that are trying to cover up. And we do have reporting that says everyone knows that he's in significant cognitive decline. Again, as you mentioned, there's reports out there from numerous ways, but we clearly can see it in public responses, the numerous gaffes and the mistakes, and the fact that we know that Kamala Harris is taking phone calls from foreign leaders or making phone calls to foreign leaders, which would indicate basically concern whether or not he's capable of making those having those conversations without potential problems. That's a frightening thought for the world's Western leader, basically the most powerful position in the world with the biggest capabilities, the largest economy. It's making, I think, me and many other professionals, I don't care left, right, in the middle, making people very, very concerned what's happening inside Washington right now.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. I want to get your opinion on Dan Bongino. I've been watching him off and on for quite some time now. The conclusion that I have come to is he's climbed a long way up from being a guy who just does podcasts. Number one, I didn't realize that he is a former Secret Service guy. That is what, in effect, Fox is inferring here. Tell me your opinion about him, would you? Just your opinion. This is not facts, you guys listening. It's an opinion by a highly credible source. Highly credible source being Jim McKinney.
So Dan Bongino has a long career, actually, in law enforcement. And he was a Secret Service agent and did presidential details. So, yes, he's credible in his understanding. He's definitely a conservative. He's definitely concerned about the future of this nation, and he speaks very strongly about it. And I think he has a lot of inside understanding and a lot of knowledge and a lot of connections. The left hates him. They want to silence him. Would that would indicate to me that he's probably hitting some buttons that maybe they're concerned about. So, yeah, I think Dan Bongino is trying to do the right thing, and he was a committed, loyal guy that that kept his mouth shut until he retired, and now he's speaking up very strongly and loudly.
Wow.
I like the guy.
You know, yeah, the only comment I can make here is that I read some headlines this morning prepping for this thing, and A lot of the headlines I read centered around the fact, goodbye, America. You know what? I have to kind of agree with that, and it really scares me because I'm the kind of person that has always wanted to be part of the solution, not the problem. I really would be like to be part of the solution here, and the only way that I think I can do it is to continue doing this radio show.
I think more people, especially the press right now, the mainstream media sources are in the more people in this administration, the mainstream media are trying to protect Joe Biden than they're trying to lead this country in a positive direction. They are paying off the administration are paying off political debts for the election. They are looking at these very extreme views that people would not expect in the past, that would not support. And the vast majority, I think, are very concerned about them. Second Amendment rights, these transgender issues. The average American does not support those types of philosophies. And they're very concerned about the stability and safety of our nation. The people inside the Beltway live a completely different world than the rest of the country. I think the rest of the country is getting very worried. I'm an optimistic guy for America because I do believe in time these things come out. The only way they don't come out is if big tech, media censors, as well as just the public opinion pressure from Twitter mobs and social media activists silence voices. If we continue to speak out and people question the issues out there, we can protect this nation for the future. If we silence which is what Twitter and Facebook and many of the mainstream media outlets are doing right now, or just protect someone, then we will not survive. So we have to step up and stop that.
We've only got 20 seconds here. I want to wrap it up with the headline from the current edition of Imprimis, very excellent publication put out by Hillsdale College. Alan Bukar wrote an article. It's called Who is in Control? The Need to Rein in Big Tech. I am going to post that on the website as soon as I get permission from Hillsdale College to do that. Jimmy, this is Gary. Thanks so much, bud.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.